This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America urimu Washington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manero akanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare manero anasi uri musi wemuvhuro kubvumbi 11 2016.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu, ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri, ndichiti ezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Vaimbova varwiri vehondo yerusununguko votarisirwa kupiwa mari dzechikoro dzevana vavo zvichitevera musangano wavo wavakaita nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe.
Vana chiremba vanga vachiramwa mabasa vanodzokera kubasa mushure mekunyorerana zvibvumirano nehurumende.
Hurumende yokurudzirwa kusimudzira kushandiswa kwemapiritsi eTruvada senzira yekurwisa HIV.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Mapurisa audza mumwe munyori akanyura mashoko anonyomba mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe kuti azvisvitse kumapurisa mangwana. Mukuru wemedia center vaNS Mudzengi nevamwe vavo vaviri vakadaidzwa nemapurisa svondo rapera. Vakadaidzwa ndokuzobvunzurudzwawo nemapurisa. Media center inoburitsa bepanhau repadande mutande reZimbabwe Sentinel. Zvinonzi mapurisa akabvunzurudza vaMudzengi kwemaawa mapfumbamwe. Rwendo runo mapurisa asheedza zvakare vaMulondozi Ndlovu vanonzi ndivo vakanyora nyaya yekuti paive neurongwa hwekubhombwa kwenzvimbo inochengeterwa mukaka nekambani yemhuri yemutungamiri wenyika. Pasi pemutemo yakadzikwa muna 2002 imhosva huru kuzvidza mutungamiri wenyika. Sangano reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights rinoti kubva muna nyamavhuvhu gore rapera rabatsira vanhu vanodarika zana nemakumi maviri vakasungwa mushure mekuburitsa mashoko padande mutande reFacebook neTwitter. Mukupera kwesvondo vaMugabe vakaudza vatsigiri vavo kuti hurumende ichaomesera vose vanoshandisa internet zvisizvo.
Vana chiremba vachangopedza zvidzidzo zvavo vanga vachiramwa mabasa vanonzi vakadzoka pamabasa mushure mekunge vazosaina magwaro ekupinda pamabasa avakanga vachiramba kutambira vachiita ichikora kodzero dzavo. Mumwe chiremba anoruziwe nezviri kuitika audza Studio 7 kuti vana chiremba ava vakatanga kudzokera kumabasa mumwe nemumwe kubva nechipiri chesvondo rapera, izvo zvakazoita kuti vamwe vatorewo danho iri sezvo pakanga pasisina kudhonzera pamwe. Mumwe chiremba Dr. Martin Mulilo vanotivo ichokwadi kuti ndizvo zvakaitika, asi vanoti nekune rimwewo divi vana chiremba ava vakanga vaona kuti magwaro akanga avandudzwa nehurumende aya akanga wapawo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvavanga vachichemera kuti zvigadziriswe kuti vakwanise kupinda mumabasa. Kudzoka pamabasa uku kwave kurevawo kuti zvipatara zwakaita seHarare Central neMpilo Central, izvo zvakanga zvambovhara mativi anosvikira varwere, zvave kuzoshanda zvizere. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi, ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita naDr. Mulilo pamusoro peizvi.
Itokwadi chiremba vedu vakadzokera kubasa. Vakataurirana vakabvumirana vakaona kuti paizvona zvakakomba kutiona kuti vanhu vakanga vachiaora mudzidzo guru nyama dzedu, vanakoma edu, vanadzimai edu nevakuzvara vanga vachiisa muzvipatara
kuti mune zvamanga muchinyunyuta nazvo zvaiita kuti vana chiremba varambe kusaina magwara ekupinda mabasa kana kuti maemployment contract, zvakagadziriswa here izvi?
Saka neimwe nzira muri kureva here kuti madzokera kumabasa naurirano nevashandirwe dziri kuenderera mberi pamusoro pezvinetswa izvozvo?
Naurirano dzinoenderera mberi asi zvinhu pari zvino vanhu vakaomerana kuti ngatimboendai tinoshanda tibatsire hama dzedu kana maurirano zvichazoitwa zvichazoitwa kumberi tichagara pasi zvichiongorora kuti titangira pasi kusimudzira panyunyiti zvedu zvichagadziriswa.
Pane vamwewo vana chiremba vataimhenge tichinzwa kuti vakanga vanzi nehurumende vachatorerwa matanho zvikuru vekuzvipatara zvakaita semupilo vainzi vakanga vambovhara zvimwe zvikamu. Vachiri kuenderera mberi here nekutorerwa matanho?
Matokoiwa akangogumira kutaurwa kwaizvozvo kuti vaenda kutora matanho asi vame nekutaurirana katinoita hama dzedu dziripo hapana kati kwaitika pari zvino takangomirirawo kunzwa kuti pane zvichazoitwa here.
Vanga vari Dr. Martin Mulilo vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7.
Hurumende iyo iri kuti haina mari yekubhadhara vashandi yakwanisa kuburitsa mari inosvika madhora mamiriyoni matanhatu nezviuru mazana mana yekubhadhara mari yechikoro yevana vevakarwa hondo yerusununguko. Hurumende kubva muna 2013 yange iri kutatarika kubhadhara mari idzi. Vanoongorora nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vanoti zviri kuitika munongedzo wekuti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vatotanga kuedza kutsvaga rutsigiro musarudzo dzemuna 2018. VaMugabe vakatarisana nedambudziko rekunetsana kuri kuitika mubato ravo kuti ndiana achatora chigaro chavo, nzara yapfunya chisero munyika uye upfumi hwenyika uhwo hwaenda kumawere. VaMugabe vanosimboona rutsigiro rwakasimba kubva kune vakarwa hondo yerusununguko, asi iko zvino ukama uhwu hauna kumira zvakanaka sezvo vamwe vevakarwa hondo ava vari kuti havasi kufara negwara rotora bato reZANU-PF. Hurumende iri kupawo vakarwa hondo ava rezinesi rekuvhima mhuka kumatetetsi kuVictoria Falls uyewo zvikamu gumi nezvipfumbamwe kubva muzana kukambani ichange ichigadzira mabhazi munyika yekuChina inonzi Power Zimbabwe Limited. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi, tabata mutauriri wesangano reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vaDouglas Mahia, tikatanga nekuvabvunza kuti vapiwa here mari dzechikoro idzi.
Inini semunhu semember yeassociation handina information yekuitika kwazvo chaiko chaiko kuministry. Irwo rworuzivo runonyanya kuwanikwa nevanhu vanoshanda kuministry. Nebepa racho ndatozonzwa inini kuti Sunday Mail, ndandisina kuriwonawo inini richitaura izvozvo.
Saka mungazi here kuti vanenge vachinyatsopiwa maridzi ndianani chaizvo, vazukuru kana kuti vana chete?
Kana mukati vazukuru mukureva vazukuru vemavo veterans here kana kuti vana?
Vazukuru vemavo veterans vanobatsirwawo here kana tichitarisa mari dzechikoro?
Ini vandinoziva vana vemavo veterans.
Tichitarisawo tichienda mberi, vamaiya vamwe vari kugunun'una munyika umu kuti vakarwa hondo vanenge vaingonyanyotarisa zvido zvavo kunyanya, vasingatarisiwo kuti nyika zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka. Munoti kudini mashoko iwayo?
Isusu hatisi bato rinopikisa hurumende iripo, asi ndisu varidzi vemusangano wehurumende iripo. Saka kuti masoko akadaro atarisirwe kubva kwatiri anogona kushayikwa nekuda kwekuti isusu ndisu hurumende yacho, uye kuti ndinofungidzira kuti mutungamiri wehurumende iye akatungamirira zvemuhondo yechimurenga akazvipira kugadzirisa matambudziko api naapi zvavo atingazosangane navo sevarudo rusununguko.
Vamwewo ndo vari kuti izvi zvaakuda kuitwa zvekuita kunge hurumende inoda vakarwa hondo nekuti paakuda kuzoitwa sarudzo muna 2018. Mungawirirana nazvo here?
Ndigoni kuwirirana nazvo nokuti ndinofungidzira kuti vaMugabe vari kurevesa kana vachiti vari kuda kutibatsira vasina chimwe chavakatarisira chingava chinozoitika muna 2018. Inini ndo maonera angu, ndona sevari kurevesa.
Pane mimwe misangano here yazoitwa kubva zvamapedza iwo musangano mukuru uyu kuti munge muchizadzikisa zvimwe zvamakasunga ipapo?
Tingabva tanyanya misangano yacho yaakuita day a day. Tamboti timbozora tichidzeya zvatakataura nezvazvo nokuona kuitika kwazvo muzviito chete, ndo zvatamboti tiita, hapana mimwe misangano.
Mutauriri wesangano reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vaDouglas Mahia vari parunare muHarare.
Tichiri pane zviri kuitika muZanu PF, amai Victoria Chitepo vakashaya nemusi wechishanu vatarwa segamba renyika nebato ravo reZanu PF. Amai Chitepo avo vaive mudzimai wamushakabvu Herbert Chitepo vari kutarisirwa kuvigwa kumarinda eHeroes Acre nemusi wechitatu.
Makatirira kuStudio 7 tiri kutevenyura tiri muWashington DC.
Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika nhasi.
Banga guru remuKenya riri kutora matanho akaomarara ekuranga mabhanga ari kupomerwa mhosva yekutyora mitemo inobata kukwereteswa kwemari mumabhanga. Nemusi wechishanu, mapurisa akapa magwaro kumabhanga masere ekusunga mabhanga aya achipomerwa mhosva dzekukweretesa vanhu vemakambani mari zvisiri pamutemo.
Zvakanga zvisiri nyore kuvaimbi vapfumbamwe vechidzimai vekuIvory Coast kuti vatange basa rekuimba rinowanzoitwa nevanhurume chete. Asi chikwata chavo Bela Mondo chava nemukurumbira zvikuru muAbidjan uye chiri kukokwa kune dzimwe nyika. Chikwata ichi chakatanga muna 2007 panguva iyo muvambi wechikwata ichi Priska Alu aidzidzira zvemimhanzi. Chikwata ichi chinoimba nziyo dzemusambo werege, funk, pop nemimwe misambo. Chikwata ichi chatsikisa damba refu racho rekutanga, chakatsikisa damba refu rekutanga muna 2013 uye pari zvino chiri kugadzirira kuburitsa damba refu rechipiri.
Nyanzvi munyaya dzekurwisa HIV AIDS dzinoti kunonoka kushandiswa muZimbabwe kwepiritsi re-pre-exposure prophylaxis kana kuti PrEP iro rinonzi Truvada kuri kudzosera nyika shure munyaya dzekurwisa HIV AIDS. Patisha Mudadigwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Piritsi rePrep iri rinoshandiswa chete nevanhurume nevanhukadzi vasina utachiona asi vari panjodzi huru yekubata utachiona uhu. Piritsi iri rakatanga kubvimizwa kushandiswa muna chivabvu gore ra2014. Kunyange hazvo nyika dzakabudirira dzakaita seAmerica, piritsi iri rave kutowanikwa nyore. Zimbabwe ndeimwe yenyika dzisati dzatanga kushandisa piritsi iri, iro rinogona kubatsira zvakanyanya kudzikisa kutapuriranwa kweHIV and AIDS. Imwe nyanzvi munyaya dzeHIV and AIDS, muzvare Anamiti, vanoti shuviro yavo kuti hurumende imhanye mhanye mukuona kuti piritsi rawanikwa munyika kuitira kuti vanhu vakawanda vazvidzivirire.
PrEP ipiritsi raunonwa kamwe chete pazuva rinokwanisa kudzivirira kuti usawane utachiona hweHIV. PrEP inoshanda kuvanhurume, inoshanda kuvanhukadzi. Yakaongororwa ikatoonekwa. Yaongororwa kudaro yakatobvuma kushandiswa kune dzimwe nyika, iri kutoshandiswa kune dzimwe nyika. Zvakadaro zvekare, WHO, World Health Organization, boka rinoona nezveutano pasi rose, yakati PrEP inokwanisa kushandiswa kudzivirira utachiona hweHIV. Saka tiri kuti hurumende dai yakwanisa kumhanya mhanya, yakwanisa kuti vamwe vanhu vanokwanisa kuzenge vachiwana mukana wekuona HIV, vakaita sevechidiki vasingakwanisi kushandisa makondomu, vawaniswewo mukana wekuti vaone PrEP iyi.
Vacha mumashoko vanoshanda nesangano reGlobal Advocates for HIV Prevention. Sangano iri rinoshanda zvakanyanya nehurumende munyaya dzeutano nekurwisana nedenda reHIV and AIDS. Vamashoko vanoti piritsi rakakosha zvikuru kana Zimbabwe ichida kubudirira munyaya dzeutano.
Tichiri kushanda kuti paitwe yatinoti policy, paite nzira yekuti ione mashandisirwo aro. Harisati for now harisati rako kuti munhu anoridadi ariwane. Saka zvese izvi zvichiri kudi zvichiri kuitika.
Vamashoko vanoti mitemo ichazoiswa nehurumende yeZimbabwe ndiyo icharadza kuti piritsi richazopuwa pachena here kana kwete.
Kana kuri kuti zvazvo mutemo wazovepo wekuti rishandiswe kudzivirira HIV. Kuwanika kwaro for now mutemo uyu ndochabata kuti richawanika sei. Asi chandoda kuti vateereri vanzwisise ndechekuti rinenge richishandiswa piritsi rinenge richishandiswa nemunhukadzi kana munhurume. Atestwa HIV uye akaoneka kuti ari HIV negative. Saka kwarichawanika kunofanira kuva kuri kunzvimbo dzekuti munhu uyu anokwanisa kudi kutestwa for HIV. Zvasiyana manje nekondomu rekuti kondomu ari HIV negative or ari HIV positive vanogona kungodi kushandisa.
Kunyange hazvo Studio 7 isina kukwanisa kunzwa divi rebazi rezveutano mune mumwe musangano vaOwen Mugurungi avo vanoona nezveAIDS neTB mubazi iri vakamboudza vatori venhau kuti kunyange zvazvo sangano reWHO rakatema zviga zvitsva munyaya dzekurwisa HIV, Zimbabwe inozokanganisika pazvirongwa zvayo nekushaya mari yakakwana. Vakatsananguravo vakati apo dzimwe nyika dzave kutsvaka nzira dzekudzivirira vane mikana iri pamusoro yekubatira HIV neAIDS, Zimbabwe ichitori kunetsekana nekuona kuti vese vane utachiona vave pamishonga. Nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi dzinoti kuondomoka kweupfumi nekubooka kweumwe yenyika kunogona kukonzera kuti Zimbabwe itore nguva yakareba isati yashandisa PrEP senzira yekuti vanhu vazvidzivirire. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare. Ndini Patricia Mdadigwa.
Sangano remagweta anorwira kodzero dzevanhu reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights rinoti dare reparamende rinofanirwa kuziya zvizere nyaya yekutsakatika kwavaita idzamara nevamwe vavane makore vasingazivikanwi kuti varipi. Vadzamara vakasvitsa gore rimwe chete nemwedzi nemugovera wapfuura vatsakatika uye vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu vanoti hurumende ine chekuita nekutsakatika kwavo. Mutauriri weZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights vakumbirai Mafunda vaudza mutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 kuti paramende ngaipindire munyaya iyi uye nhengo dzezano PF hadzifanirwi kutadzisa kutaurwa kwenyaya iyi mudare.
Tiri kushikana zvikuru nezviri kuitwa nemaMPs edu muparlament. Nyaya yavari kuita pakada kuuya vachamisa nemotion yekudibeta nyaya yavaita idzamara vari kushayikwa. Takaona vamwe MPs vachibuda muparlament kana kuti nhamba isakwane kuti vaite debate that motion. Zvinhu zviri zvakatoti shokawo zvikuru zvakatikachamadza kuti ndozvinoita here vanonzi vanomirira vanhu. Parliamentarians maMP edu anofanira kuziva kuti hawasi kumirira mhuri dzavo muparlament, hawasi kumirira vana mukoma wavo kana madzimai avo, vari kumirira wana weZimbabwe. They are representative of the people. So kwadzamara mumwe wemunhu chezvarwa cheZimbabwe kana mhuri yavo ichitambudzika ichishushi kana kuti mwana ari kupi kana mudzimai wavo kana vana vavo nokutenda nanenyasha vachitambudzikira baba vari kupi, maMPs edu anofanira kunge ari kukoshesa nyaya iyi oti nyaya iyi isazeiwe isataurwe. Izvozvo zvatipindira nazvo zvinotirwadza and tinonyunyuta nekupopota nezvinhu zvakadaro. Saka tiri kuchema kukumbira kuti maMPs edu ngaremekedze nyaya yekutaura nyaya yavadzamara irambe ichizeiwa, tizive kuti vadzamara vapenyu here kana vasiri vapenyu. Kana vasisiri vapenyu voudzawo kamhuri yavo sezvakataurwa nedare reHigh Court waDavid Mangota last year muna March 2015.
Muri kutaurawo nekutsakatika kwevamwe vana navanyama nana Chizuze, mungati here nyaya yekutsakatika kwevanhu iyi inyaya yatsika yamagariro muZimbabwe?
Izvo ndozvataita yaitaurwa nawamasipula story kavaya vaimbodzisa kuUniversity of Zimbabwe inonzi normalizing the abnormal. Takatozvijaidza kuti zvinhu zvinofanira kuitika kuitwa. Vanozviita vacho vanotofara nekuti vanoziva kuti hapana zvavanga vachiitwa. Kubva pawakatora wapo Chizuze muna 2012, kubva pawakatora Muzvare Justina Mukoko wanana Chinanza wana mudzimai nemukadzi, pawakatora naAnderson Manyere, pawakatora kamukomana kadiki kaya kakazonzi ndoka World's Youngest Terrorist Nigel Mutema Gau 2008.
Mutauriri wesangano reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights vakumbirai Mafunda vari parunare namutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 vari muHarare.
Mumwe musikana wechidiki anga ari kushanda semusikana wemumba kuKuwait uko anga achibatwa semuranda anoti akakwanisa kutiza nezuro mushure mekuwana rubatsiro kubva kumuzinda weZimbabwe uri munyika iyi. Muzvare Chiposa nyika vanoti shuwiro yavo ndiye kudzokera kumusha. Pari zvino vari mushishi yekutsvaga mari yekutenga tikiti sezvo mhuri yavo iri kumusha isina chekubata kuti ivabatsire. Muzvare Sanyika vanotiwo vakawana basa ravo kubva kune mumwe vanoita zvekubatsira vanhu kana kuti maagents muHarare asi vachinyeperwa kuti vainge vachizotambiriswa mari svinu asi pavakasvika kuKuwait upenyu hwavo vakatanga kuvaomera sezvo vainge vachibatwa sechikorobo. Mavhilas Mutanganya uye weStudio 7 aita hurukuro namuzvare Sanyika kuti tinzwe zvizere nezvenyaya iyi.
Ndakazofunga kutiza ndakazokwanisa kuwana aigara passport yangu saka ndakazongofungawo kutiza mubva ndaenda kuZimbabwean Embassy.
Zvakafamba sei kuti uzofunga iwe kuti waakuda kuita zvekutiza?
Ai, inini magariro achona ndaita anga asingaite maconditions achona long working conditions yazi ndaikwanisa kana kudyiwa kana ka one madhamu vanga vasingataure neni zvakanaka nguva dzisaimuga vachingondishaudza plus basa rachona ranga rakandiwandira ndanga ndisingarikwanisi.
Ibasa ripi rakazonyatsoti ufunge iwe kuti aiwa ndaakukanda mapfumo pasi usati watombopiwa kana pei yako yemwedzi uno?
Ndaikina 15 rooms every day ndichichengeta vana 5 vaenda kuchikoro. Saka ndaimuka na 5:30 ndivagadzira vaenda kuchikoro ndosora ndichitsvaira ende ndaishanda ndiri 1 panga pasina kana mumwe munhu andaishanda naye. Madhamu vangu vaikwanisa kana kuti zvimi maropa avo aiva kuperiodi zvinhu zvavo zvavanenge vashandisa kumaperiodi mapedi amba ari spoiled vainditi zvimi ita hand wash ofuchinini pavakanditi ita hand wash ndanga nditori nechironda maoko wachifu kana vanga vaine chirwere ini ndaikwanisa kuonawo chirwere. Saka ndakatovaudza kuti ini handikwanise ndikaramba vakaatempta udao ndirova asi havana havo zvondirova aiwa inini hangu situation yasingakona kuti haiite ndimo ndafunga hangu kutiza.
Saka wakazobva pamba apa rini uyezve wakabva sei?
Ndakabva nezuro makuseni ma6 ndakangoti ndichingopedza kugadzira vana vechikoro nekuti ndanga ndaona paigara pasipoti yangu pandaikirina murumu yemwana. Saka ndakangoti pandakangopedza kungogadzirira vana vechikoro vachingobuda na 6:15 saka vakasiya gedhi rakashama hameno makamera avo anga ari pasi akamanejawo mwari vakangopinjisa ndakabva ndangopekawo kamona kangu kadiki diki chibva ndatobuda. Saka ndanga ndine mari yandanga ndinayo bva ndangokurosa road mandatsvaga cab munewecab vanangomba address yekuembassy vandatokwira bvato ndisvika chii kuembassy vangomirirawo mari dzematikets izvoni daitangowanawo mari vari kumba havana mari handidi kunyepa kuti vangakwanise kunditengera because vanga zvinzi tiketi rachona $600-$700 kuende kumba.
Avo vanga vari muzvare Chiposa nyika vachitaura namavhilasi Mutanganya uye weStudio 7 vari kuKuwait.
Tinokutambirai nemufaro vatereri muchirongwa chedu pindai mudariro. Chatinotaura nevechidiki, ini ndini Chioneso Jani. Nasi muchirongwa chedu tine hurukuro navasungano chitsine. Mukuru wesangano reZimbabwe Allied Youth in Mining uye wachitungamira sangano reZimbabwe Youth Council. Makadi mukoma sungano.
Maita basa nekuwa nesu pachirongwa chini.
Sesangano, munobatsira sei vechidiki?
Zimbabwe Allied Youth in Mining Organization. Tiri kuedza kubatsira vechidiki kuvaonesa mikana irimo mumining sector. Kuti izvo kana vachinge vakuda kutanga kuchera zvicherwa kubva paprocess yekuregister mine yavo kusvika pavachanotengesa zvavanenge vachera tiri kuvabatsira kuti nzira dzose idzodzo dzinoitwa sei yatingatiyo muchirungu capacity building.
Ndeapi matambudziko amuri kusangana nawo sevechidiki?
Sevechidiki tiri kusangana nedambudziko rekushayikwa kwemichina yekushandisa pakuchera zvicherwa. Zvakare vechidiki vane dambudziko reruzivo. Hatina ruzivo rakakwana mukuchera zvicherwa kwatiri kuita. Rimwe rekupedzisira dambudziko ratingati tiri kusangana naro ndiro iroro rekuti hatina kwekutengesera zvicherwa zvedu nemutengo wakanaka. tinotarisirawo kuti hurumende itiwanise mari dzinoita kuti tenge michina yechizvino-zvino inotibatsira pakucherwa zvicherwa. Zvakare hurumende yoisa pekudzidzisa padhuze pedyo nekwatinochera zvicherwa zvedu, kwakafanana nekunana Guruye, kwakafanana nekunana Kwekwe Sidovera, kuita kuti tidzidze tichichera pamwe chete ipapo.
Makambani anoita zvemigodhi angaite sei kudzivirira njodzi?
Isu sevechidiki tinoti izvo kumakambani ari kushanda mune zvemigodhi ngaawane nzira dzekuprotekta upenyu hwevari kushanda mukati memigodhi iyoyo yatinotiyo environmental health and safety in mind. Tikutaura izvo kuti kana vanhu vachipiwa zvokushandisa vachipinda mumigodhi, ngavapiwe zvokushandisa vachibuda mumigodhi imomo, vatariswe utano hwavo kuti hunoenderana here nemashandiro anodiwa mumigodhi iyoyo.
Mubvunzo wekupedzisira, ndeapi mashoko amungade kusira vechidiki panyaya yechirongwa chokuendesa hupfumi kuvatema?
Mashoko angu ndeyekuti isu sevechidiki tiripo kutsigira nyaya yeindigenization nekuti inotiwanisa hupfumi. Tiripo zvakare kuti tibatane nemakambani ari kuuya ari kubva kunze kwenyika nemamwe ari kutangirwa muno muZimbabwe.
Avo vanga vari Mukoma Sungano Chitsine, vanoshanda nesangano reZimbabwe Allied Youth in Mining Organization. Ndini Chioneso Jani, tosangana zvekare mangwana.
Munhau dzedu dzemitambo, chikwata chenhabvu chemamite warriors chiri pamutamba rakede nemafaro. Panguva iyo mutevedzeri wemurayiridzi wedynamos Gift Muzadzi akamirawo panguva yakaoma. Mutori wedu wenhau dzemitambo Michael Kariati anotipa nyaya iyi.
Kusati kwapera gore apo mamite warriors akabudirira kuenda kuma 2016 Rio Olympic Games, chikwata chenhabvu chevanhukadzi chichawedzera imwe peji munhoro ndoyekubudirira kwavo mushure mekurova Zambia 3-2 nezuro ndokukwanisa kuenda kuma 2016 Africa Women's Championships. Chikwata ichi chabatana nezvimwe zvikwata zvenhabvu zvevanhukadzi 15 izvo change zviri kumakundano akakosha aya kuCameroon kubva musi wa 19 Mbudzi kusvika musi wa 3 zvita mushure mekukunda Zambia 4-2 mumitambo miviri. Panguva ino iyo yatiri kutaura, mamite warriors ari kuitirwa mabiko negurukota rezvemitambo wamakosini Hlongwane mune imwe hotera muHarare. Asi apo mamite warriors ari kupemberera, mumusha meDynamos mune mhere-mhere mushure mekunge vatsigiri vechikwata ichi vakamuka chibhebhenenga mukupera kwesvondo, vachivedzera kuti mutevedzeri wemurayiridzi wavo Gift Muzadzi asiyiswe basa. Vatsigiri ava vari kupomera Muzadzi mhosva yekufurira vatambi vedhimbare kuti vasatambe nemazvo kuitira kuti vadzingise Paulo George Silva basa, uyo akatorwa kubva kuPortugal kuti araridze chikwata chine mukurumbira ichi. Muzadzi naSilva havawirirane zvachose zvekuti vakambobatana-batana kaviri apo chikwata ichi chaigadzirira mitambo, asi vanotevera chikwata ichi vaimba vachiti pamberi naSilva. Izvi zvakaitika mushure mekunge Dynamos yaita mangange 0-0 netriangle mumutambo veruzhinji. Vanofunga kuti Dynamos yaifanira kuve yakakunda, asi vatambi vavo vaive vasingatambe nemwoyo wese sekutaura kwava Colin Divala panyamba.
Tumasapotaza kuti Muzadzi ngaaende nemhaka yekuti chii ari kuinfluenza certain players vada kusapotesha coach. Coach akutadzwe bhora so far inazanambona kutadzwa kwakaita.
Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Tinotenda Kariati. Vateereri, musakangana kuti muchirongwa chedu chelive talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzehutano munyika.
Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro inawo zvakare.
Vaimbo vevarwi vehondo yerusununguko votarisirwa kupiwa mari dzechikoro dzevana vavo.
vana chiremba vanga vachiramba mumabasa vodzokera kumabasa.
Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anokuoneka ine mufaro ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC.
Nen wenyu blessings ulotokusiyai mina Chris Gande namavelas Mhlanganya uye munhau dzechirungu.
Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 11th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A Zimbabwean woman has escaped from a house where she was living under harsh conditions in Kuwait.
I ran away to the Zimbabwean embassy. That's where I'm getting help. But now I don't have money to buy tickets. I managed to run away with my passport.
Cash-strapped Zimbabwe is forced to release $6.4 million for children of war veterans.
Zimbabwe is mulling ways of policing internet usage following what it calls some abuses on the web.
Zimbabweans fume over reports that President Mugabe's daughter is expected to give birth in the Middle East.
It doesn't give confidence to the citizens of Zimbabwe when we have the first family and other top people who are supposed to see the better arrangement for the health sector, then shunning their own institutions.
And Zimbabwean son Brian Nira shines in the voice competition.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
A Zimbabwean woman has escaped from a house where she was living under harsh conditions in Kuwait. Chipo Sanyika is now in a halfway house. She is appealing for travel assistance in order to return to Zimbabwe. She was assisted by the Zimbabwe embassy to find a refuge in the halfway house. Sanyika is among hundreds of Zimbabwean women and girls that were promised lucrative jobs by suspected con men, only to find themselves trapped in various jobs, including commercial sex work. She speaks to Studio 7 about her situation right now.
The situation was so bad. There were long waking hours, no food, being forced to wait even if you are tired, even if you are sick. And the food, sometimes I couldn't even eat. I can even eat one meal per day.
So now what is the situation? The last time we spoke to you, you were still working for your employers who had hired you from Zimbabwe. But what's the situation now?
I ran away to the Zimbabwean embassy. That's where I'm getting help. But now I don't have money to buy tickets. I managed to run away with my passport.
When did you actually leave your employer and what prompted you to make that move?
Yesterday, around 6:30. Because the living conditions were not good. I can't work like a slave. I can't work like that anymore.
What were your duties?
I was supposed to clean about 15 rooms per day, taking care of 5 kids who were going to school. And one day, my madam, she forced me to wash her pajamas with period hand wash, not machine wash. So I refused. She attempted to beat me.
And you say that you left around 6. Was that 6 in the morning? And why did you choose that time?
6:30 in the morning. I chose that time because they were sleeping kids. They go out to school around 6. So then Madam and Papa, they wake up at 11, 12 p.m.
Were there any cameras in the house and were you not afraid of being caught out?
Yes, they were. I was afraid, but I had no option. I prayed to God, please, God, help me out. There were cameras, but I was afraid of being caught, but I just made myself strong.
That was Chipo Sanyika, a Zimbabwean woman living in Kuwait, the Middle East, speaking with Studio 7.
K cash-strapped Zimbabwe has been forced to shell out $6.4 million for school fees of Liberation War veterans' children after President Robert Mugabe made an undertaking at an Indaba with the freedom fighters last week that he'll pressure Treasury to release the funds. This comes at a time when Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa has been struggling to pay salaries and bonuses for the 500,000-strong civil servants. Permanent Secretary for Welfare Services for War Veterans, War Liberators, ex-political detainees and ex-restrictees, retired Brigadier General Walter Tapfumane, told the Sunday Mail that war veterans have also been granted hunting concessions in Matetsi, Victoria Falls, and have taken up a 19% stake for bus assembling after having been offered a guarantee of US$105 million from China for a share at Power Zim Limited. War veteran spokesman Douglas Mahia tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that war veterans have faith in Mr. Mugabe. Mahia says he does not have much information on the school fees payment.
I think the right person to comment on that is the PEMSEC of the Ministry of War veterans. We don't get that information from the association.
But when are war veterans likely to receive the money? You don't even know.
No, I don't know yet because I'm not in the ministry. I'm only a member of the association. So such information is meant for ministry officials only.
And going forward, Mr. Mahia, there are some who are saying, well, the war veterans were just demanding too much, but the nation at the moment is bleeding and you were not probably looking at that. What would be your response?
Yeah, there is no way we can place ourselves as oppositions because we are building up on what we found. So really for people to expect opposition politics from all veterans and their party would not be quite appropriate.
Some are saying that maybe all these monies are being released at the moment because obviously Mr. Mugabe wants war veterans to campaign for him in 2018. Do you think that is the case?
I thought we must take him serious as the president of the Republic of Zimbabwe and the revolutionary commander and the commander-in-chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces that he really means looking after war veterans rather than thinking it the way people are thinking.
War veteran spokesman Douglas Mahia speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
Hello there. To mark Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary, Studio 7 will be giving out solar-powered radios or T-shirts for our lucky winners. Simply invite 10 friends to join our VOA Studio 7 Facebook page. Ask them to like our page. Keep their names so we can verify your claim. We will also be running a daily competition for lucky winners. You only need to answer a simple question about Zimbabwe's independence. The draw will be conducted April 18th, Independence Day. Don't be left out.
The question today is, name three people who were part of the Lancaster House negotiations. The questions again, name three people who were part of the Lancaster House negotiations. Good luck.
The government is mulling ways of policing internet usage following President Mugabe's call that there's need to implement measures to control social media to minimize rampant abuse of the web. Several people have been arrested for sending or receiving messages or images that are deemed abusive of the president. Added to this, WhatsApp, a popular instant messaging application, has encrypted its services, meaning that the government cannot snoop into people's conversations. Just after landing at the Harare International Airport from Japan recently, Mr. Mugabe applauded the Chinese for putting measures that curb internet abuse. Minister for Information, Communication and Technology and Courier Services, Supamandi Wanzira, dismissed media reports that the government was planning a total ban on the use of the internet, saying it would only go after those that abuse it.
Well, the government is
working on promoting the use of social media by making sure that those who abuse social media are penalized. Government is interested in promoting the use of social media, but the use of social media can be undermined by those who abuse that social media. So the president did express concern over the abuse and not use of social media. So we need to make that very clear. There is no problem with use, there is a problem with abuse.
What about the aspect of Zimbabwe establishing its own kind of applications like Twitter and WhatsApp? Is that on the cards?
No, that is the cards in every country. I think every country tries to promote an ICT industry in the development of software, gaming applications, and mobile phone applications.
Super Mandy Wanzira is the Minister for Information, Communication and Technology and Courier Services. He spoke there to Studio 7 on the line from Harare. We also reached the editor of the Zimbabwe Independent, Dumisani Muleya, who says the government's plans are misplaced.
Basically, for us, it's much of an authoritarian agenda, reminiscent of old-fashioned dictatorship. We do not need government in that space. Government's job should be investing to develop infrastructure, broadband infrastructure, so that we have fast internet. We cannot have a government in this day and age sitting down and coming up with such old ideas and trying to control people's access to social media, people's access to information. It's really unprogressive. Besides that, you know, it's really against the Constitution. The Constitution is very clear that people should have freedom and liberty to exchange ideas and information freely. Of course, the derogation is there, but the idea is that the government should be thinking more about facilitating the free flow of ideas and information rather than trying to limit or block access to such.
But Mr. Muleya, we spoke to Minister Mandy Wanzira. He says that is not true. The government does not intend to ban the social media, but wants to control those who abuse it. What's your take on that?
The citizens themselves, they are able to control themselves.
And that was Dumisani Muleya, the editor of the Zimbabwe Independent. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Harare.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard. And let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people, including unemployment, health, education, politics, and much, much more.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. Tomorrow, we are discussing calls by war veterans to reinstate the controversial National Youth Service.
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
Some Zimbabweans say President Mugabe's daughter, Bona Mugabe Chikore, should have been admitted at a local hospital to deliver a baby instead of being allegedly flown by her parents and in-laws to get health care in the Middle East. They say this is a clear indication that top state officials and their relatives are shunning the country's healthcare facilities currently facing degradation due to lack of manpower, shortages of drugs and related issues. President Mugabe told mourners at the funeral wake of late ZANU-PF Politburo member Victoria Chitepo that his daughter is expected to give birth soon in Dubai. First Lady Grace Mugabe is reportedly in Dubai with other family members. Blessing Chebundo, former chairperson of the Health Parliamentary Portfolio Committee, tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube Bona Mugabe Chikore should have been asked to give birth at a local hospital.
It doesn't give confidence to the citizens of Zimbabwe when we have the first family and other top people who are supposed to see the better arrangement for the health sector, then shunning their own institutions, shunning their own people that they train to take care of the health of the people, going out. What does it mean, the people, the ordinary people? It doesn't give confidence. And I think, again, it's a waste of people's money, their money, because they are not free flying with their own money. That's taxpayers' money, obviously. It's not a good thing to do.
So now, what will it take for Zimbabwe to revive the health sector?
The totality of the economy is down in Zimbabwe, but the hospital, to some extent, are functioning with the extent that Bona should have given that here in Zimbabwe, taken care by our midwives here in Zimbabwe. We do have facilities that can actually take care of here. And what we are trying to say is that if a father shuns the food or the services that is in his own household, what then will become of your children? It's not good, but obviously we need to see everything, the whole totality of the health institutions, the health sector being brought up, given its priority in terms of making sure that the health of the people are put first.
That was Blessing Chebundo, former chairperson of the Health Parliamentary Portfolio Committee, speaking with Studio 7 from Harare. Studio 7 was unable to get a comment from presidential spokesman George Charamba and Health Minister David Parirenyatwa as they were not responding to calls on their mobile.
In a related development, doctors have gone back to work after signing new state contracts. They were refusing to sign the contract, saying they violated their rights. The doctors' industrial action had led to the closure of some critical departments at Mpilo and Harare hospitals. The two hospitals are now fully operational. Dr. Martin Mlilo, one of the affected doctors, tells Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri they benefited from the industrial action because the government gave in to some of their demands.
Most doctors actually started their work on the 5th of April after they realized that the government was not willing to move in terms of the discussions that were going on the issues that had remained in terms of those discussions. So the doctors realized that the people who were suffering a lot, our relatives, were dying because of lack of care and the unavailability of doctors. So the doctors agreed that it is in the best interest of the patients to go back to work.
What about the employment contracts that they were refusing to sign?
The doctors decided to sign the contracts because they realized that they actually made some gains in terms of the negotiations, and the remaining issues seemed as if those are the main reasons why the government had introduced the contract to begin with. So the government was not very much willing to cooperate and to move in terms of discussions or negotiations to iron out those issues. So the doctors thought that in the best interest of the patients, it is good to go back to work while at least we come up with another strategy in terms of how to tackle those issues that are remaining in terms of the grievances.
That was Dr. Martin Mlilo on the phone from Harare with reporter Jonga Kandemiri. The ZANU-PF Central Committee, Victoria Chitepo, who died last year, the ZANU-PF Central Committee member, Victoria Chitepo, who died last Friday and has been declared a national hero, is expected to be laid to rest on Wednesday. Chitepo is the widow of the late ZANU-PF chairman, Herbert Chitepo, who was assassinated during the liberation struggle in Zambia. ZANU-PF spokesman Simon Kayamoyo is quoted by the state-controlled media as saying the necessary arrangements are being made for the burial of Victoria Chitepo, who was once a cabinet minister. And now we take a look at regional and international news.
A rhinoceros featured in a popular wildlife television series has been put down by veterinarians in Zimbabwe after it was critically wounded by poachers.
More Americans said in a new survey released today they will definitely vote or consider voting for Democrat Bernie Sanders than any other candidate left in the 2016 presidential race.
The Zimbabwe Diabetic Association estimates that 10 out of 100 people in the country have diabetes, but may be unaware as many remain undiagnosed due to lack of knowledge about the disease. Dr. John Mangwiro, the president of the association, says they are lobbying government to provide free access to diabetic medications. Dr. Mangwiro tells Studio 7 lack of current statistics on the disease and its prevalence is hampering progress in coming up with a comprehensive program of managing the disease.
The diabetes cases are going up, especially type 2. This is because of our rural to urban migration and these takeaways and these new juices and all those sweet things that are on the market these days. And even when we're commemorating the day with the Minister Chek, we are agreed that cases are going up. But unfortunately, we do not have statistics as to how many cases there are now. But basing on the 2005 statistics, we were saying almost 10% of the population had diabetes. But from IDF, Atlas and other places, diabetes is going up, and I'm sure the same thing is happening in Zimbabwe. So what we need to do is to sort of create the statistics urgently so that we can give government statistics, and then this will help the government move forward with planning for diabetes, and then we may know who to target when we are doing our awareness programs here.
Can you explain the difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes?
Type 1 diabetes is found in people aged below 30 years, and it's mainly because these people do not have a functioning pancreas. They need insulin for the rest of their life, whereas type 2 is mainly people above 30 years of age, and these people have this disease because they have too much food in terms of starch and fat, and they are usually obese, and they drink a lot of some too much beer, some of these fizzy drinks, and the 100% juices, which are quite fashionable these days. And these are usually the working age group, and these are consist of almost 95% of cases of diabetes, whereas type 1 is just about 5%, yes.
When it comes to treatment, is the medication available for those that are actually suffering from diabetes, or what are some of the challenges that people are facing, and how can they be overcome?
Medications, we have the very few medications. We do not have enough for everyone. But what there is quite expensive and maybe unreachable for most patients. So what is required is that maybe there might be a legislation in which we are, as an association, we are trying to lobby for, that these diabetics have maybe free medications, just like other chronic diseases have. Because most of these medications are so expensive, and people end up staying at home or not taking enough doses because the medications are not reachable. They are too expensive. We need to have a legislation to help the diabetics, because the medication, even if it's very little, what there is, too expensive.
That was Zimbabwe Diabetic Association President Dr. John Mangwiro speaking with Studio 7 from Harare.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This month we are commemorating Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary. The 18th of April 1980 was a significant moment celebrated by millions of people, including the late great Bob Nesta Marley, on Independence Day in Harare. What are your thoughts of that moment? And what about 36 years later? Send us your thoughts on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-202-465-0318. We are also on Facebook and Twitter.
Zimbabwean son Brian Nira, currently competing in the U.S. show The Voice, will tonight perform during the show's coveted live rounds. Nira, born in the United States to Zimbabwean parents, will now require votes for a chance to win the show. He, along with 18 others, will perform weekly. Votes will ultimately decide the winner. Nira speaks to the reporter Tatenda Gumbo, updating us on his journey, especially his almost being eliminated from The Voice.
going into the battle round, both of our objective, if you will, was to make the decision as hard as possible on Pharrell. We wanted to make him agonize over the decision, agonize over who he would have to pick as the winner. I don't want to be needing your love. I just want to be deep in your love. It's killing me when you're away. Oh, baby, because I really don't care where you are. I just want to be there where you are. And I got to get one of you today. For sugar, yes, please. And so it turns out through, you know, a series of events that some may have seen that I ended up being the one who lost the battle. But thankfully, I was stolen by Adam Levine and Christina Aguilera, and I decided to go with Adam Levine.
How did you feel when you saw that, you know, Pharrell had gone with Abby rather than you?
Yeah, you know, just how everything unfolded. Pharrell, he thought that I would have the better chance of getting stolen at that very moment.
And so now you're on Team Adam. And on the latest show, we saw you and you were in the knockout rounds where you were going up against Nate. Now you sang a Bruno Mars song. How was that? How did you pick the song?
I picked Grenade because, first of all, I thought that it'd be a great knockout song. You know, the knockout round is a round where you have about a minute and a half to prove to the coach that you belong to stay on his team. To give me all your love was all I ever asked. 'Cause what you don't understand is I got your grenade for you. And so I thought Grenade was the perfect song.
So now as you go to the live rounds, a lot of people are asking, are people outside of the U.S. able to vote?
Yes, I do believe that they're able to vote. You know, anybody who has iTunes can download my single right after my performance, which counts for 10 votes. Mm-hmm. Anybody can go onto NBC.com and vote, The Voice Facebook page, and then the last one, The Voice app. Mm-hmm. That was the last one. So those are the four ways that you can vote.
There you go, Brian Nira, the Voice competitor, asking for your votes. He was speaking there with Tatenda Gumbo from LA, Los Angeles, California.
And in sports news, it's celebration time for the Mighty Warriors, but not so for Dynamo's assistant coach Gift Muzadzi. Reporter Michael Cariati tells us why.
Kusati kwapera gore apo maMighty Warriors akabudirira kuenda kuma 2016 Rio Olympic Games. Chikwata chenhabu chevanhukadzi chichawedzera imwe peji munhoro ndoyekubudirira kwavo mushure mekurova Zambia 3-2 nezuro ndokukwanisa kuenda kuma 2016 Africa Women's Championships. Chikwata ichi chabata after qualifying for the 2016 Rio Olympics, the Mighty Warriors have added another chapter to their success story after a convincing 3-2 win over Zambia's Chipolopolo Sunday saw them secure qualification to the 2016 Africa Women's Championships. The Mighty Warriors joined the 15 other top African women's soccer teams after a 4-2 win aggregate, having beaten the Zambians 1-0 last Wednesday. The African Women's Championships will be held in Cameroon from November 19 to December 3. As we speak right now, the Minister of Sport and Recreation, Makosini Hlongwane, is at a Harare hotel throwing a party for the Mighty Warriors to celebrate their qualification. However, there is no such happiness at Dynamos after their fans went on a rampage demanding the head of assistant coach Gift Muzadzi following Dimbara's goalless draw against Triangle Saturday. The fans had to be dispersed by riot police as they demonstrated outside the ground, waiting for the club executive to come out of the stadium so that their voices could be heard. The fans are accusing Zads of instigating the players not to play at their best in order to facilitate the sacking of Dimbare's new Portuguese coach Paulo Jorge Silva. Silva himself was straight to the point, saying his players were not putting up maximum effort, adding that he hoped, starting from this week, they will change their attitude.
If you ask me if I'm happy, I'm not happy, because something's happened I don't like. I know these players, he can play 10 times better than what he played today. But some things is not right yet. But I think next week he got to fix this.
Triangle coach Dave Mangora, who was sacked as Dynamo's coach last season, was happy with his team's showing, saying although he wanted 3 points, at least a point away from home, especially against Dynamo, is very crucial.
Well, a point away from home is always good. At least it's better to get a point than to get nothing.
The results of the game sees Dynamo.
That's all for tonight. Sorry, we have to stop it there. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Chris Lomavela Simhlanga Nyahuye lichana njani mthwakazi omuhle siyalamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 11 ngomabasa 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngotungamile inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Mende akumelanga ahlale phansi abeyesethatha izinqumo zokuthi bazame ukuthi bavale ukuthi abantu bangaxoxi lapho. Kumele uhulumende ainveste afake imali infrastructure ukuthi badevelope esingathi nje i-broadband ukuthi abantu bafanise ukungena endaweni lezi ngokuphangisa.
Uhulumende obikwa esedinga indlela zokuvimba ukusetshenziswa kubi kwenkundla zebulenjini. Inhlanganiso yamagqwetha alwela amalungelo oluntu isikhudaze idale lephalamende ukuthi lingenele kudaba lokunyamalala kukaItaitza Mara. Iqembu labesifazana elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu liphumelele ukuyadlala kumncintiswano we-Africa Women Cup of Nations ngemva kokunqoba eleZambia. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uhulumende ubikwa edinga indlela zokwenqabela ukusetshenziswa kubi kwenkundla zebulenjini kulandela imbiko kamongameli Robert Mugabe ethi sebesibabaningi abasebenzisa lezi nkundla ngendlela ezingalunganga. Sikhuluma nje kulabantu abaningi asebebotshiwe ngoba bethumelane imbiko ethiwa igcona uMugabe. Ngeviki edluleyo iWhatsapp yazise ukuthi imbiko ethunyezwa ngalindlela kayisoze iphanjulwe ngabangayithunyelwanga. Umongameli Mugabe uthe vela kwele Japan kunsukwana isanda kwedlula wazisa ngokudana kwakhe ngabasebenzisa ubulembo ngendlela ezingalunganga esithi kumele kudingwe indlela ezifana lezenziwa kwele China ezokuvimba ukusetshenziswa mahlayana kobulembo be-internet. Umphathintambo wezokwethulwa kwembiko lobungcitshi bendlela zokwethula imbiko umnumzana Super Mandiwanzira utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi ngempela zikhona indlela abazikhandayo kodwa abamele bethuke yilabo abangasebenzisi ubulembo ngendlela eziqotho. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ngcwethi kwezokwethulwa kwembiko njalo engumhleli wephephandaba leThe Independent umnumzana Dumisani Mleya yena othi okufuna ukwenziwa ngohulumende yikubuyisela muva inqobela phambili.
le mbizo leyi singathi iyasihlupha, iyasikhathaza kakhulu njengenkathi zezindaba zezimbabwe ukuthi umongameli umnumzana uRobert Mugabe sethe yena befuna ukusebenzisa singathi nje i-technology ukuthi abhlokhe indawo lapho abantu abakwanisa ukuthi baxoxe kuze lezi amathi i-social media lezi kwi-inthanethi. Iyasihlupha kakhulu ngoba ayisiyo into esiyikhanyeleleyo okwakaxesha ukuthi kungaba lo mongameli welizwe lohulumende wakhe abangahlala phansi bacabange izinto ezinjalo. Ithi yokuqala lapho kumele sinanzelele ukuthi umhlaba usujingisile. I-technology sibuve kakhulu, sidevelopile kakhulu, abantu sebekwanisa ukuthi bahlale phansi bazixoxele kuhle nje nge-Facebook, abanye kubo-Twitter, lezi yindawo ezinjalo njalo. So uhulumende akumelanga ahlale phansi abe sethatha izinqumo zokuthi bazame ukuthi bavale ukuthi abantu bangaxoxi lapho. Kumele uhulumende ainveste, afake imali infrastructure ukuthi badevelope singathi nje i-broadband ukuthi abantu bakwanise ukungena endaweni lezi ngokuphangisa kunokuthi bahlale phansi bazame ukuzivala.
Kodwa umphathintambo obona ngakhona lokho umnumzana Superman Wanzira sikhulume laye uthi yena asikho qiniso khona abakutsho yikuvala nje labo abafuna ukuthi basebenzise ubulembu ngendlela engayisiyo. Uthini wena ngalo?
Asho umsebenzi kahulumende lo wokuthi ube uhulumende ukuthi azenze ipolisa lokuthi akhangele abantu ukuthi baxoxa besithini, ba-exchange information, ama-ideas ngendlela ethile. Asho umsebenzi kahulumende lo. Uhulumende kumele akhangele ukuthi a-develop infrastructure. Njengoba bengisho ukuthi a-develop infrastructure ukuthi sikwanise ukusebenzisa i-inthanethi ngokuphangisa, ngoba i-inthanethi yona ngwayo isenza ukuthi sithuthuke njengelizwe. Incedisa abantu ukuthi bayi-exchange information, incedisa abantu ukuthi bathole ama-ideas ukuthi bavule amabhizinisi, incedisa amabhizinisi ukuthi benze i-marketing yabo ngendlela esingathi imodeli.
Umnumzana Dumisani Mleya yingcwethi kwezokwethulwa kwembiko njalo ungomhleli wephephandaba le-The Independent ubekhuluma ecingweni lo-Chris Gande we-Studio 7 eseHarare. Inhlanganiso yamagqwetha alwela amalungelo oluntu iZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights isikhuthaze idale lePhalamende ukuthi lingenele kudaba lokunyamalala kukaItaiZamara. Embikweni wethu le ngomgqibelo lapho uZamara afikise khona umnyaka owodwa lenyanga engazakali ukuthi waya ngaphi, inhlanganiso le ithe ilokukhathazeka okukhulu ngokunyamalala kwabanye abantu asebele minyaka abagoqela uPatrick Nabanyama loPaul Chizuze. Sixhume isiphathamandla salinhlanganiso umnumzana Lizwe Jamela.
Uma sikhangele kuyenzeka njani ukuthi hayi indaba beyimtholampilo yanyamalala, nasikhangele akhangele uZamara kuphela, but nasisebenzisasisathi sibhala ngisikhangele ukuthi sekuyinyaka ekwamileyo uZamara nesengayonakani singekanisele enzakalayo, futhi nasesithule ukuthi hayi abafunisayo ephalamende sebebeletshene begijima befumambeleule bekhuluma kuya abantwana abancane abaseqeshinda abaseprimary bezame ukwenza into ezingcono ezinto ezinto ezitalanga abantu abanyamalala nje ungalutholi ukhuluma ngakho. Abanye abantu lokhulumile becabanga ukuthi umzazi bazambona sehlezi ekhithile mente sehlezi kodwa emindeni jasadinaseyitude sota becela ukuthi hhayi into ezingabizeki zijayele nje zemsebenza njalo umuntu enyamalala nje sele ele njalo abantu bekhulumile sile vele ngasakhulumi lakho sesiqinile sendikhethile.
Ukhuluma ngabanye abanyamalalayo abangaziwayo lalamhlanje ukuthi bangaphi, abafana labo Chizuze labo Nabanyama nangu-ke uZamara laye. Ngezinye indlela lithi ukunyamalaliswa kwabantu sokuyimvama eZimbabwe.
Sithi thina kukhanya sekungumkhulu kaziwe lento ngakile ngakhangela abantu abaningi bakhulumile akunamizamo kumbe kube ukuthi kwayenziwani okukhanyayo ukuthi sibe
kukhona khona vele kwahamba njani ebantwini bona la abantu yabona so sekhanya vele into leyana ithi vele kungakwanisa ukuyenzakala nje abantu bezikhokhe ngakho nje ukuthi hhayi unyamelele yakho ekuphilile so thina sithi hhayi ukunyamalala komuntu vele kuyenamela komuntu azenyamazana ayekuthiwa yona inkomi iyadinga nyamalala ntoanithi idinge lizelithola amathambo kumbe lizelithola umzila wayo abantu abantu bazelebethu kuthiwa hhayi kulesetf nxayeninisho isiye singathi sinyamalele endlini konxa kungenyamalala umuntu sikhathi khanyelele ukuthi uhulumente ama-government institutions lawo bekhanya bekenze eminye imizamo ekhanyayo ukuthi hhayi lapha kuyakhanya ukuthi hhayi kuyazanywa kulile ukuthi ephushe sikelelelele mpendulo lapho kungaphendulwanga khona.
Umnumzana Lizwe Jamela ligqwetha lenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, la ku shortwave 4930-12080, la ku 15775 kHz. Lela konjalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Usuku lwanamhlanje ngo-1980 kulapho okwakhethwa khona umongameli wakuqala weZimbabwe ekhululekileyo umuyi umfundisi Kenan Sodindo Banana wasegcotshwa ukuba ngomongameli mhlaka-18 ngomabasa eminyaka munye. UBenedict Nhlapho uxoxa lwayekubutho leZimbabwe umnumzana Solomon Chikwere ngembali umuyi akhunjulwa ngayo.
Umuyi Banana watshitshulwa yingwe esigodini ezansi yamandebeleni mhlazi ku-5 Mbimbitho 1936. Kwathi Zimbabwe ithola inkululeko waba ngumongameli wakuqala eZimbabwe ngesikhathi umongameli Mugabe esasengumkhokheli kahulumende. Umnumzana Chikwere owayekubutho iZimbabwe isanda kuthola uzibuse uthi lobanje umnumzana Banana wayengumongameli ongelawamandla okuthatha izinqumo wayeyindoda elesithunzi.
Ube umuntu ube uhambo umuntu wewenkonzo statue yakhe kuphela. He was just a humble person ukuthi abantu mabathi president weZimbabwe ya abantu bangathi nangu president weZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Chikwere uthi lo bawumuyi wayehlonitshwa zazikhona izinto ayezenza ezazingemukelwa izo zonke izalwane zeZimbabwe.
Kangela history yakhe kwaba nendaba yokuthi ufuna ukuthi iBhayibheli itshintshwe ibhalwe nenye indlela, kwaba nama-allegations ukuthi uyisithabani njani njani, but kundaba zemali I don't think uBanana ebe ozobe nobukopokopo bokutshontsha imali.
Engakabi ngumongameli waphatheka ekulwiseni umbuso oncindezelo ekuhlangothi lwabezenkolo ababephikisana lokuhlukuluzwa kwabensundu. Laye wange wayavalelwa ejele ngazo ezombusazwe ngesikhathi sika Smith. Uthe esengumongameli wagcina kusethula umthetho ngo-1982 wawusenqabela abantu ukudlala ngegama lakhe njengoba inengi lalihlekisa ngalo. Abanye bakholwa ukuthi uBanana wadlala indima enkulu kumanyanisa ibandla leZANU-PF leZAPU kumanyano wazalwa ngo-1987. Uthe ekuphumeni kwakhe ukuba ngumongameli ngo-1987 umuyi wagcina esebotshwa ngemva kokuvela kobufakazi kwabathile abesilisa besithi wayebenza abafazi ngaphandle kwemvumo yabo. Wagcina egwetshwa wayapika ejele. Umnumzana Chikwere uthi lezi ndaba yizo umuyi agcina ekhunjulwa ngazo.
Iproblem yesintu abantu babamba into yokugcina not even into yokucala. So uBanana is a hero kokucala but kokugcina kune problem. The same noMugabe. Umgabe ubeyihiro kokucala but manje umgabe angafa today illegends ayisekho.
Uthi loba esesifa umuyi ibandla lakhe leZANU-PF lamncitsha inhlonipho yobuqhawe ngenxa lelicala abhekana lalo ngensuku zokugcina kwempilo yakhe. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg leSouth Africa nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Saka 18 kulinyanga eZimbabwe lifikisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha lithole uzibuse.
lanxa liqhakathekile leli langa abanye bathi galitsho lutho kibo ngoba bebhekane lobunzima empilweni obugoqela ukusilela kwemisebenzi lokubhidlika komnotho. Imbangela bathi nguhulumende onsundu abamjabuleleyo engena embusweni ngo-1980. Kambe kuwe lichoni ilanga likamabasa mhlaka 18 uchoni uzibuse kuwe rekoda imbono yakho usithumele yona nge-WhatsApp kumbe uthumele nje imbono yakho kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Sitholakala njalo ekhasini le Facebook kanye la ku Twitter. Abalwa impi yenkululeko bephansi kwe-Vio leZipra sebebumbe eyabo inhlanganiso ehlose ukukhangelisisa kabanzi inhlupho eziqondane labo ngoba besithi eZimbabwe National Liberators War Veterans Association ayebenzeli kahle. Kubika uNompumelelo Moyo ekobulawayo.
Umqondisi weZipra Veterans Association uMnumzana Ben Ncube ubeke ukuba sekuyiminyaka edlula amachumi amathathu uhulumende engalaleli inhlupho zabo, ngakho okwamanje sekumele azilalele ngoba ibutho leZipra aliphathwa kahle njalo inhlupho zabo azikaze zilunyisiswe uma kuqathaniswa labalwa bephansi kwezandla.
Injongo esikujongileyo ukuthi thina sizimele, sizikhulumele inhlupho zethu njengamaZipra ku-National War Veterans Association. Nxa imfuno zethu bengazithathi, then sizazimela sisodwa.
Uncube uthi ibutho leZipra akukhulunywa ngalo njalo abaphiwa nhlonipho ukuthi le mbali yabo ayilondolozwa. Ethi ukungenelwa kwezombuso kwenhlanganiso yabalwela impi yenkululeko eZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association lakubandla leZANU-PF kuyabacunula ngoba bathi besiya empini abalelwanga muntu othile.
Yikho kwenza saze sathi amaZipra War Veterans wonke ahambe ngancane ngoba thina imfundiso yethu ikhulula lelizwe yikuthi siyakhulula abantu weZimbabwe. Asiyikhulula umuntu oyedwa weZimbabwe. Silawo ama-war veterans akuma-parties atshiyeneyo. Asiwafosanga ukuthi ayejoyina lawo ma-party, azithandela. Kodwa siyabamema ukuthi asibe nendawonye ngoba sesibonile kuma-parties analawo ogijinywa kusiya khona bagcina bengcolile ngoba babe besetshenziswe entweni ezimbi.
UNkosikazi Belinda owalwa impi yenkululeko ekuZipra ongumgcini ngcebo enhlanganisweni entsha yeZipra Veterans Association uveze ukuba njengamalunga esifazane lokhe bathatha ilizwe uhulumende kababoni njengabantu abanoncedo kuthi imbali yabo ayikhulunywa ngayo okuyinto ebacunulayo.
Ikakhulu ihistory ethu njengabomama njengamaZipra ngomama ayikho vele completely eZimbabwe. Even abantu abethu benje abakwazi ukuthi thina sinje singomama sahamba lati sakuli impi bazwa kukhulunywa ngali kwezinye indawo kodwa thina bakwazi ngathi.
Ikomiti yeZipra Veterans ikhokhelwa umgcini sihlalo uNcube esekelwa ngumnumzana Tapson Moyo, umabhalane wonguPetros Sibanda esekelwa nguJob Ndlovu, kuthi umgcini ngcebo uNkosikazi Ndebele. Amalunga ekomiti amabili nguBishop Clement Malava lomnumzana Stanley Ncube. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Ku Live Talk lamhlanje sihlaziya ubunzima obubhekane lohlangothi lwezempila kahle eZimbabwe. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo.
sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Inhloko kahulumende kweleBhilitane umnumzana David Cameron wethule umbiko namhla esola abamethesa icala lokucatshisa inoto yakhe emizameni yokuthi angayihlawuleli imithelo elizweni lakhe, esithi lokhu kwenziwa ngabantu abalomona abafuna ukuzisa imuli yakhe obuhlungu ngemali eyatshiywa nguyise. Indodakazi owake waba ngumongameli welePeru okwamanje ovalelwe ejele ibikwa ikhokhela ngamavoti asebaliwe kukhetho lokudinga umongameli walelo lizwe. UKiyok Fujimori sele silinganiso phose esingamachumi amane ekhulwini, i-39% emavotini asebaliwe, elandelwa ingcwethi kwezenotho uPedro Mendoza.
Kula wasanguma umtana muya kula kula sanguma kaanguye yeli angi.
Ingcwethi kwezempila kahle zithi kuqhakathekile ukuthi uhulumende alandele isibonelo senhlanganiso ye World Health Organization esokulisana lomkhuhlane wechukela i-diabetes. Yona isimemetheka njalo ebulala abantu ngenxa yokusilela kwemithi kanye lokunganaki impila kahle kaZulu. Kubika uNothando Sibanda.
Inhlanganiso ekhangela impila kahle kaZulu emhlabeni wonke jikelele, iWHO, ibike indikimba yalonyaka yokunanza iWorld Health Day ngomkhuhlane lo, njalo isithi inani labantu elilomkhuhlane wechukela seliqonga ngokuphindwe kane kusukela ngomnyaka ka-1980. Unkosikazi Sophia Maplanka oseleminyaka elithumi lasithupha ephila lalomkhuhlane uthi akulula ukuba lawo ngoba udinga ukuthi uguqule indlela ophila ngayo, ikakhulu ukudla okudlayo.
Ukuba ne-diabetes ngomunye umkhuhlane omubi ukudlula ngoba yinto ozaphila layo isikhathi eside okufanele unakanele impilo yakhona. Ngayabona sengiphile le-diabetes okwe-16 years lokho ngiphila phakathi kwayo, so kunzima kakhulu akulula.
Umongikazi unkosikazi Netsayi Makhulumo uthi umuntu ulakho ukuphila iminyaka eminingi nxa esazi ukuthi ulawo lomkhuhlane njalo elandela konke akutshelwa esibhedlela. Udubo uthi ukuthi iningi labantu liyagula lize life lingazi lokuthi lilawo lomkhuhlane ongomunye waleyo eyaziwa ngokuthi ngama-silent killers.
Kume ngokuthi umuntu lo uyalamba kakhulu maybe ezefike to the point ukuthi afaint. Uyakwazi ukuthi ukufenta kwenokwena kumungenise kukhoma ukuthi umuntu wabanye ezehluleka ukuvuka, omunye ubenitshela nje ukuthi u-anti wakhe baze babona ukuthi khona ulethukela esekukhoma kasavukanga.
Kulezi insuku sokusanda njalo uhlobo lwalomkhuhlane ohlasela abantwana, i-juvenile diabetes. Ingcwethi zithi indlela abantu abaphila ngayo nganye lokudla okudliwa kulezi insuku lakho sokwengeza inani labantu elibala lomkhuhlane. Umnumzana Robert Hadebe okhangela ezokuqinisa umzimba i-health and fitness uthi iningi labantwana kulezi insuku alisatholi isikhathi sokudlala ukuze umzimba uqine ngoba litshona ezimoteni bebukela loba ukudlala kubomabonakude lakubomakhalekhukhwini emalokitshini kungasela ama-youth clubs. Njalo abazali abaningi sebesesaba ukwekela abantwababo besiyazithokozisa ngezemidlalo ngoba indawo zokwenza lokhu sezintutshwane.
Sitshona sibhoda ngezimota and yethu ukudla esesikudla so even worse kulalokhu obekudliwa ngaleziyana izikhathi zakudala. So uyafica ukuthi kuyadingakala kakhulu ukuthi abantu abaningi baluze i-weight ngoba imikhuhlane eminingi iza ngokudla.
Unkosikazi Memory Chabangu ongumzali laye ugcizelele ukuthi abantwana bafundiswe besesebancane ukudla ngendlela ngoba ikhula lamanono ayo.
Nxa ukuthi labazali labo bengancedisa ukuthi abantwana kumele ba exercise in terms of futhi bathole isikhathi sokuhamba hamba bethunywa behamba bengayenzelwa konke ngumama umbe ngosisi, thole futhi njalo lesikhathi sokudlala ukwenza ukuthi imizimba yabo ihlala ilingene bengabantwana.
Lanxa unkosikazi Maplanka ezwisisa ukuqakatheka kokunatha amaphilisi akhe nsuku zonke uthi uyake awaswele ekilinika kanye lezibhedlela eziseduzane abesemelela ukuthi abantu bakhe abahlala emadolobheni bamdingele emafamasi okulakho ukubeka impilo kahle yakhe engozini.
le kwelatshweni kwakhona uyathola ukuthi thina sihlala emakhaya ngale izibhedlela zakhona azilala mithi yokwelapha. So sokuzamele wena ume ngokuzivikela kwezinye izinto ezinjenge ezidliwayo ukuze lawe uqhubele isuku siya phambili. Abangalamali sibili uyabathwala nzima ngoba izibhedlela bafika bakubhadele ukuthi ufanele uwathole kodwa atholakala izibhedlela ezinkulu. Kwesinye isikhathi izibhedlela ezinkulu uyawaswela so ufuze ukuthi udinge imali uyawathenga. Manje nga ungalamali khonapho yikho lapho uhlangana khona lobu nzima.
Umkhuhlane wethukela ulakho ukuletha ubuphofu lapho imisipha emehlweni isilimele ngalo mkhuhlane, ukubulala inziso kumbe ukubola kwenyawo. I-diabetes okwakhathisi ingomunye wemikhuhlane emine engathelelwanayo ama-non-communicable diseases avamileyo egoqela imvukuzane, imikhuhlane yenhliziyo ama-cardiovascular diseases kanye leyokuphefumula ama-chronic respiratory diseases. Umkhuhlane lo ubangelwa ukuswelakala emzimbeni kwe-insulin eyiyo ephathisa umzimba ukusebenzisa ithukela eliwutholayo. Ukusabalala komkhuhlane lo akukho eZimbabwe kuphela kodwa emhlabeni wonke jikelele, lapho i-WHO ethi okukhangelelwe ukuthi kusefika umnyaka ka-2030 uyabe usungomunye wemikhuhlane eyisikhombisa ebulala iningi labantu emhlabeni kunye lengculaza, imvukuzane kanye lemalaria. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngingunothando Sibanda.
Kweze midlalo lamhlanje iqembu labesifazana elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu seliphumelele ukuyadlala emdlalweni ye-Africa Women Cup of Nations ngemva kokunqoba eleZambia ngesonto. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu leMighty Warriors linqobe eleZambia nge-3-2 ngesonto emdlalweni odlalelwe kweleZambia, njalo nxa sokuhlanganiswa lempumela yomdlalo wehlandla lakuqala odlalelwe kweleZimbabwe ngeviki edluleyo. Wena ophele iqembu leZimbabwe linqobe nge-1 kanya, kutsho ukuba iqembu leZimbabwe linqobe nge-4-2. Lokhu kutsho ukuba iqembu leMighty Warriors liza kuba ngelinye lamaqembu azaphatheka kumncintiswano we-AFCON oza kuba selizweni leCameroon ekupheleni komnyaka. Phambilini kokuyadlala kweleCameroon, iqembu leZimbabwe lizabe liqalile aphatheka kumidlalo ye-Olympics, yona ezaqhutshelwa elizweni leBrazil ngenyanga kaNcwabakazi. Kuhunye udaba olumayelana lomdlalo wenguqu, iqembu le-Chicken Inn lihlezi esiqongweni seNgalane kusigaba se-Castle Premier Soccer League linemiklomelo eyisithupha ngemva kokunqoba kuyo yonke imidlalo emibili eseliyidlale kusizini yalonyaka. Abafana bakaJoey Antipas batshaye iqembu le-Dynamos nge-3-0 kuviki lakuqala elemidlalo ye-PSL, kwathi ngesonto edlileyo linqobe le-Border Strikers nge-1-0 emdlalweni obusenkundleni yeMandava. Kundawo yesibili eNgalaneni kule qembu le-FC Platinum lalo elilemiklomelo eyisithupha kodwa lona lingaphansi kwele-Chicken Inn ngoba lihlohlwe kabili. Emdlalweni wabo wakuqala wesizini, iqembu le-FC Platinum linqobe iqembu le-Cholocho nge-2-1 kwaba ngesifanayo njalo kumdlalo wabo wesibili ngesonto lapho elitshaye khona iqembu le-Highlanders nge-2-1 emdlalweni obusenkundleni e-Papa Fields. Iqembu le-Capes United lihlezi kwindawo yesithathu lilemiklomelo emine ngemva kokuba ngutshingilobhanqa 1-1 leqembu elihlezi endaweni yesine elengeza i-Platinum. Kwindawo yesihlanu kutholakala iqembu le-Haumine elinqobe le-ZPC Kariba nge-2-0 ngomgqibelo. Ngaphansi kwalo kule qembu le-Triangle lona elilemiklomelo emine njalo elibe ngutshingilobhanqa 0-0 leqembu le-Dynamos ngomgqibelo. Iqembu le-Highlanders likwindawo yesikhombisa lilemiklomelo emithathu okulinani lilingana leli leqembu elihlezi ngaphansi kwalo eleHarare City lona elibhaxabule eleMutare City nge-4-1 ngolwesihlanu. Amanye amaqembu ale miklomelo emithathu ngabalisa eleCholocho, eleZPC Kariba kanye leleChapungu. Iqembu leBulawayo City lihlezi kwindawo yeshumi lambili lilomklomelo wodwa ngemva kokuba linqotshwe nge-1 kanyanga eleCholocho ngomgqibelo, ikanti ngosuku lwakuqala lwemidlalo libe ngutshikilobhanqa 2-2 leleHaumine. Ukapteni weqembu leBulawayo City uXolisani Moyo uthi iqembu lakhe liphazamiswe ukutshengiswa ikhasi elibomvu okwenziwe imvimbi yabo uBrighton Dube ngemva kokuba evimbe ibhola ngezandla selingena entubeni, okuyinto edale ukuba iqembu leChorocho liphiwe umbekwa.
Senior player lawo kumele uzibone first half ngohla 1 ezongisibonisa ukuthola, but ungabambi ibhola endaweni enjalo kuyena obvious plus red card obvious sezanale shoot le futhi ngalo mntu owekelile. But second half was 1 minute. We had one.
ngaphansi kweqembu lebulawayo sithi kuleqembu leDynamos lalo ilomklomelo wodwa kuthi ngaphansi kwalo kulamaqembu amathathu angela ngisho lo wodwa umklomelo wona abalisa ile Border Strikers ele wange kanye lele Mutare City ngiyimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga jahala kithi. Singake hlukanisa sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Uhulumende obikwa esedinga indlela zokuvimba ukusetshenziswa kubi kwenkundla zebulenjini. IZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights sikhuthaze idale lephalamende ukuthi lingenele kudaba lokunyamalala kukaItaiZamara. Kwanelo kwalamhlanje emthwakazi olivalelisayo nguNtungamile Nkomo. Lilani.